Christ is the one who has borne all your anxieties, has taken them into his person, every worry, and he crucified it once and for all.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday. It's the end of the program on Friday, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've been listening to our guests over the course of the last week, and all our guests are excellent. Some of them occasionally just pull something out that is remarkable, that we say we have to hear that again. We usually make a little note of that, and then we go through all of those, and we pick four of those that become the Issues Etc. soundbites. Now, only one of them can be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, and that decision is entirely yours. You can give us a call after you've heard our soundbites, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those right here in real time. Send us a tweet at Issues ETC or go to our Facebook fan page. We've made space there for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. And your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. trouble mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's the first soundbite. It comes from Mary Carner. Mary Carner is one of the daughters of the late Dr. Maggie Carner, who recently died of brain cancer and made the good confession in the course of that death by resisting all of the cultural pressure toward assisted suicide. Here's Mary Carner on how her mother's dying days were, in fact, a gift.
Well, it wasn't the best gift I've ever received, but, I mean, we had the opportunity to serve her, and that was the biggest honor of my life. And we had moments with her that I will never, ever forget. You know, in between her sleeping for 23 of the 24 hours a day, that 1 hour that we had with her was beyond special to me. And she also just was a witness to us, even when she couldn't talk. And that was a gift, to see someone just entrust their whole life to Jesus and know that that's where she was going. And that, to me, is priceless. I will never forget that. Even when the minutes for her were hard, they were moments that we had with her. And she knew that she was giving those to us as a gift, even if it was hard for her. But we all have a grasp on our mortality, even in our baptism. I mean, we know from the day we're born that we're going to die. And I think as Christians, we all think about death a little bit more maybe than the normal population. And that's okay, because we have comfort in that, and we have comfort in the resurrection.
That's soundbite number one, Mary Carner, on how her mother's dying days were in fact a gift. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us your vote right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Remember to tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Or you can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Chris Hull. We recently had him on to do a little review of 5-2's Wiki 15 conference. Here he is talking about that conference's misplaced focus.
They are crossless. There is no preaching of the scandal that is the cross. It's mentioned, it's a footnote, but we all know what happens with footnotes. You never read them. You never focus on them. No one writes a movie or puts all their trust in a book on the footnote. It's just there to make you feel a little better about what you're doing. And it's a bunch of women and men gathered who haven't studied enough, who haven't researched enough, who haven't been fed enough, and they start preaching. And because of that, they don't know how to preach the cross. They'll put it in there, but you can easily take it out. Their message is typical evangelicalism. It's this equipping you to get out there and bring in more people for Jesus, because Well, like President Kishnick used to do, you know, the snapping of the fingers. Every time I snap my finger, someone goes to hell. He wouldn't stop snapping his fingers, though, for some reason. And people would stop going to hell. But it's that mentality, this emergency. We have to get out there. So don't put anything in the way. Just get out there. Start new. Reach out there.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, on the Misplaced Focus of the 5-2 Wiki 15 conference. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, then you need to vote for it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote right there at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. John Eastman of the National Organization for Marriage. We had him on to respond to Hillary Clinton's address to the Human Rights Campaign, a gay advocacy group. And here they are point for point, Hillary Clinton and John Eastman with his response.
Don't ask, don't tell is over, but that doesn't change the fact that more than 14,000 men and women were forced out of the military for being gay. Many were given less than honorable discharges.
Nobody was ever drummed out of the service for, quote, being gay. The prohibition was on engaging in homosexual conduct at a time when it was felonious conduct. It was a violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So what she's saying is that we ought to issue an amnesty for people that committed felonies while they were in the military service.
Congress must pass the Federal Equality Act, and that law would finally outlaw discrimination.
What that means in practice is that if a man who says he feels like a woman today wants to walk into your 12-year-old daughter's restroom at the local pool, you can't complain about it. And this is the kind of nonsense that's being put forward as anti-discrimination prohibitions.
It's outrageous that in 2015 you can still be fired for being gay, you can still lose your home for being gay, you can even be denied a wedding cake for being gay.
This is not about anti-discrimination laws anymore. This is about forcing people to bend the knee, to say things that are inherently immoral, are in fact normal and moral. That's the issue. Nobody is being deprived of a cake. This is no longer about equal treatment. This is about compelling people to violate sincerely held beliefs in order to sign on to an agenda and claim that things are not true are true.
That's soundbite number three. If you'd like to vote for it, then you can send us an email right here in the studio in real time on this Friday afternoon, October the 9th, with your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Talk back at issuesetc.org. If you'd like to vote by phone, our call-in number 1-877-623-MY-IE. And by the way, those who vote by phone get to vote first. You can send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because here is soundbite number four. We're going to play it for you, then we'll take a break, and that break is a great time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Dr. Carl Fikencher, answering a curious question. Is the rich young man in Mark's gospel perhaps the evangelist Mark himself?
If this is the case, and it could be, I believe the story would not be as rich if Mark had written in his own happy ending. Because, you see, the point, again, is important to recognize. We don't always see the results that our proclamation of God's word, either law or gospel, brings. And we can become discouraged. We can shy away from preaching the law if we think it's not working. We can give up on preaching the gospel if we think it's not working. When the gospel writer Mark leaves that, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, unanswered for us, what it does is encourage us to continue to speak the law and the gospel to situations regardless of the results we see. Leave those results to God, and in heaven, we're probably going to have a lot of delightful surprises. One of them, maybe this rich young man is Mark himself in heaven, and people to whom we've spoken law and gospel in our lives, finding them also in heaven when we, throughout our lives on earth, would never have thought there was any chance at all. It's really a magnificent prospect, and if it's not the case with Mark, it certainly will be the case with many other people we do meet in heaven.
That's soundbite number four. Dr. Carl Fikencher, is the rich young man the evangelist Mark? Those are the four soundbites we've played for you. Now it's time for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Mary Karner, on how her mother's dying days were a gift? Will it be soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, on the misplaced focus of 5-2's Wiki15 conference. Soundbite number 3, Dr. John Eastman responding to Hillary Clinton on LGBT issues. Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Carl Fikencher answering the question, is the rich young man in Mark's gospel perhaps the evangelist Mark himself? You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we'll start taking your calls right on the other side of the break, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll give away one LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad right after the break.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkham. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, October the 9th. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. The four candidates... Soundbite number 1, Mary Carner, how her mother's dying days were a gift. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Hull, the misplaced focus of 5-2's Wiki15 conference. Soundbite number 3, Dr. John Eastman responding to Hillary Clinton on LGBT issues. Or soundbite number 4, Dr. Carl Fikencher, is the rich young man in Mark's gospel, Mark himself. Let's go first to the phones and talk with Betty, who listens in Millstadt, Illinois. Hi, Betty.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello. Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for number 4. Number three. The number 3 soundbite.
All right, why is that?
And I just think that it's true. Things we're being forced to believe whatever the government wants us to believe. Our freedom of choice is just being eliminated. We don't have our own say anymore because they're just kind of forcing us into things we don't want to do.
Betty, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Cassie listens and votes for soundbite number four, Dr. Call for Cancer. I've had tensions with loved ones recently that resulted from misunderstandings and when to speak law and when to speak gospel. I'm comforted by the reminder that we can't always see how God works through what we say to others. Cassie, thank you very much, and thanks for that vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite number four. Let's see. William in Unland, Texas says, I'm voting for Dr. Carl Fekencher. That would be soundbite number four as well. He says, I found that segment fascinating, the idea intriguing, and thank you for these weekly segments with Dr. Carl Fekencher. Yeah, a lot of our listeners are finding those very helpful. Looking forward to Sunday morning that we do with Dr. Carl Fekencher and with Pastor David Peterson as well. Bruce listens in California. He says, I have to go with Dr. Carl Fekencher. That's soundbite number four, although I really like what Chris had to say about 5:2, letting God be God and doing what we have been called to do, proclaim law and gospel and not worrying about the outcome, but trusting in the power of the Holy Spirit. Good stuff, says Bruce in California. And thanks for listening in California. Cheryl's on the line from Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, I'm voting for Pastor Chris Hall's comments. I'm afraid I've experienced the preaching where the scandal that is the cross was just a footnote. And that they tend to go, the seriousness of sin is just not according to what Isaiah 59 says to me. So I'm voting for number two.
Cheryl, thank you very much. She is voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Hull, on the misplaced focus to 5:2's Wiki 15 conference. What about the rest of you? There's still time for your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or send us a tweet at IssuesETC. You can vote at our Facebook fan page as well, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here's an excerpt from today's devotional from the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Martin Luther Day by Day. This book is just a bunch of little short snippets arranged by the 365 days of the year from the pen of the 16th century reformer, Martin Luther. Here's the one from today called This is God's Kingdom. He says, let us not think that heaven is closed except to cows and pigs, that is, to creatures of the flesh. But where Christ is, there heaven stands open. We know that Christ baptizes, administers the sacraments, and absolves so that we Christians might have cause to live chaste and holy lives. For heaven is open. The Holy Trinity is all around us. The angels sing as they did on Christmas night, etc. Just a little piece of the comfort that comes from the pen of 16th century reformer Martin Luther in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October. 365 devotional readings from Martin Luther day by day. Browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. Issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website. Or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October, Day by Day with Martin Luther. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Bob listens in Michigan. He has a short and sweet reason for voting for soundbite number four. Dr. Carl Fekencher is the rich young man, the evangelist Mark. He says, he gets my vote. I earned an A out of him. He must have been one of his students at some time. That makes soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fekencher on the rich young man and the evangelist Mark, the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Let's listen.
If this is the case, and it could be, I believe the story would not be as rich if Mark had written in his own happy ending. Because, you see, the point, again, is important to recognize. We don't always see the results that our proclamation of God's word, either law or gospel, brings. And we can become discouraged. We can shy away from preaching the law if we think it's not working. We can give up on preaching the gospel if we think it's not working. When the gospel writer Mark leaves that, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, unanswered for us, what it does is encourage us to continue to speak the law and the gospel to situations regardless of the results we see. Leave those results to God, and in heaven, we're probably going to have a lot of delightful surprises. One of them, maybe this rich young man is Mark himself in heaven, and people to whom we've spoken law and gospel in our lives, finding them also in heaven when we, throughout our lives on earth, would never have thought there was any chance at all. It's really a magnificent prospect. And if it's not the case with Mark, it certainly will be the case with many other people we do meet in heaven.
That's the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, according to your votes on this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number four, Dr. Carl Fikencher, is the rich young man in Mark's gospel, perhaps the evangelist Mark himself. Now, the LPR bundle package goes to Betty in Millstadt. Betty, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy, serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. You can find out more about this Christ-centered, cross-focused mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and be sure to subscribe to their free email newsletter, lutheracademy.com. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Moses and the 10 plagues. You know, we really do need to remember that the results belong to God. Now, there's something about this. There's human pride that says if there are going to be results, they're going to be up to our effort. But we already know that Christ's promise to make disciples of all nations is one that he intends to keep, often in spite of us. And the results that Christ has planned from his work are going to be far better than anything we could accomplish and far better than we can imagine. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Hi, this is Pastor Clayton from Zion Lutheran Church of Muscoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues Etc. Zion is a congregation firmly grounded in God's grace given in the Word and Sacraments, where we treasure the timeless beauty of the liturgy. Zion is also a vibrant, young, family-friendly congregation where you would be warmly welcomed. Zion is located at 101 South Railway Street in Muscoda, Illinois, and we would love to share God's gifts of grace with you. For more information, please visit our website at zionmuscoda.com.